We have reason to worry, but better yet, reason to hope that we can address these problems. I like that. In Commonwealth, Economics for a Crowded Planet, Jeffrey Sachs writes perhaps the most compelling and encompassing account to date of the significant problems you're likely to face as a global economy in the next 100 years. So this is your opinion that it is perhaps the most compelling and encompassing account to date. That sort of presupposes that you've read or know about all the other accounts that are written to date about, you know, overpopulation. And I guess there are a lot of those. So that's a pretty bold claim on your part, I think. More importantly, Sachs draws upon numerous examples of past global cooperation and solving problems of a similar scale to remind us that hope remains. Okay. I guess I'm a little troubled by similar scale because I thought we were talking about earlier that like everything is unimaginably huge, and now we're going to talk about how we've solved problems of a similar scale. I guess after reading the first paragraph, I'm led to believe that nothing similar has ever happened because this is unprecedented. Sachs makes the interesting point that although our global economy is more integrated than ever before, our divided global society poses the greatest single threat on the planet because it makes cooperation impossible. I like that sort of contradiction of ideas there, that we're more integrated, but, you know, we're divided. I think that's nice. I like that. Despite making tremendous economic progress in the last century, the West has still learned little about the value of global cooperation. Again, I assume this is his point, right? I mean, and I agree with it, but maybe I'm not so clear exactly, like, some other parts of this paper, like, what are his points and what are your points? So maybe that needs to be clearer. When discussing global population growth, Sachs cite recent statistics that over half the world is now living in urban rather than in rural areas. The value added for the Western reader comes from from learning that when the poor move from rural to urban areas, the potential for urban unrest increases disproportionately. Disproportionately to what? I'm not sure I understand that. Nevertheless, a number of suggestions are oversimplified. All right, I'm kind of agreeing with you on this, and rest on assumptions that many scientists are still unsure. For example, Sachs' discussion on carbon capture and sequestration makes the technique sound easy and relatively inexpensive. The reality is that such techniques are still far from being feasible on large scales that are considered. All right, I love this paragraph because you're sort of arguing with the author, which I think is great.